this seems to, it's going to be winter. We've got to address the ski season. It's going to create a secondary enclosed facility, as it appears. This doesn't seem like it's a complete dome scenario. Is there some wood structure to this facility too? Or is this just going to be like a snow globe? This is a question to staff.
Just the deck and the yurt over the deck.
And but they define a yurt. In some of this, it's in the write-up, it says it's a globe. But in the construction materials, it looks like it's, is it wooded material? And is there is this going to be vetted through the health department for capacity concerns with COVID?
They will need to obtain a building permit. Building inspection, fire department will review. I don't know if the health department will review, but I know that building and fire will review the building permit.
Okay, and as you stated, this is going to go over the, it's going to be located next to the ski rental place on the area that is designated for the challenge tower, and then will be removed prior to or the end of the season, the snow season.
April 30 or before.
Prior, mm-hmm. depending on weather mm-hmm. conditions. When you reviewed this, did you see any technical challenges of concerns?
As this is a temporary structure, mm-hmm. No. If it will be permanent, so yes, because, I mean, it will be in conflict with the challenge tower, and also there are some utility easements close, but this is temporary, so it will be removed.
And this deck will be floating, so there won't be any pylons going into?
No foundation.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I'll let other commissioners ask questions.
Commissioner Berger. First question I have is for staff. So according to the UDO, we have 60 days from the time of submittal, which it appears expires November 9th. So if we don't take action at this meeting on November 5th, what happens on November 9th?
Yeah, there's a UDO provision that for site plans,
the plan commission needs to take action within 60 days.
And if we don't?
The UDO is silent about that.
I believe it's approved automatically.
Then it's approved, right?
My understanding is that it would probably be considered a deemed approval, but it's a little more complicated because there's no actual statement in state law that has anything to do with site plans. So it's a little vague on that end, but presumably you'd have to have some kind of an approval unless the applicant agrees to extend you out like we've done previously.
So that, I guess, is just to Commissioner Leon's point. If we table this now, we're probably not doing any service to the neighbors by doing such. The next question, and if we have the applicant, I have, is it sounds like there's no permanent structure going in. However, there is, in some of the architectural information that they provided, it shows that elevated post base connectors are to be epoxied and drilled into precast concrete floors. I'm wondering if the wind and load information that was provided is predicated on providing that structure below it, because it doesn't sound like that's existing. I don't know if the applicant can clear that up.
Mike, are you there?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my understanding is that an engineer is where that at. Where that actually, it does have to be,
Mike, we're getting Star Wars. Well, it's loud, but
Mike, are you using a computer because we are hearing echo.
I'm hearing Darth Vader.
I am your father.
Could you try it again, Mike?
Didn't help.
Is it okay now?
Nope. This was good.
Okay. Can I call the applicant from my cell phone? I will call you, Mike, to your cell phone here. Hello, Mike. So I will put you in on a speaker. Hold on. Okay.
Okay. The engineering is for the yurt or for the deck that was submitted.
So I guess I'm hearing two different things. One is that this is an unsupported free-floating deck, and one is that it's secured with a footing. I guess, can you clear up which of those we're looking at here?
So it is a... I guess I'll need to get clarification on that from the manufacturer.
And more of a technical issue, I'm sure it's something the building inspection will vet out. I'd like to see a more comprehensive submittal package when it comes to detail like that.
And
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear that.
Oh, I said I'm sure that a building permit will vet that out. I'd just like to see a more comprehensive package. We've got a lot of information in here, and not a lot of it seems very consistent.
And we need your name and address for the record, please, Mike.
I'm having a real hard time hearing.
We need your name and address for the record, please.
My name for the record, Mike Schmitz, Rock Snow Park.
Thank you, Mike. Anything else, Commissioner Leon?
Based on Commissioner Burkhardt's pointing out of the length of time we have, as the applicant, would you be open to tabling this until a later meeting so we could hold a public hearing? And my concerns are less to do with the technical details that were discussed by Commissioner Burkhardt and Alderman D'Andrea, and more to do with the, I'm gonna go back to the email here, it may also serve as customer group space. Alderman D'Andrea points out well that there are gonna be a lot of opponents there. If anybody shows up, so I would understand if you might not be open to it, but I want to throw it out there.
So I'm having a real hard time hearing, but in response to tabling this, that's not an option for us. Our ski season is going to start any day now. Okay. We need to get this up, yesterday, and, if we don't, I'm going to have to find a new spot for it because I have the yurt already. We have three other resorts that we've put them at, without issue, by the way. And I'll just put it at Little Switzerland, I guess. If it gets tabled, it's just that we don't have time. It's simply, I think we'll put up a tent or we'll do something else that doesn't require the amount of approval that this thing apparently needs. So, So if it does get tabled or whatever, I will just withdraw my application.
So thank you for answering the question. Given the rules of this, I would not move to table, but based on that, I am inclined at this point to deny. Thank you.
I guess I'm failing to understand. I do understand that there have been some issues on other things on the same property. I guess in relation to things that are complained about regarding these businesses, you know, the yurt allows for COVID accommodations. It's outside in somewhat of an enclosure. Granted, it's not a hard, you know, it's not going to be completely quiet, but it will muffle the sound, I have to believe. It's not going to amplify the sound that we hear complaints from. It seems that this is would be something the residents would want, other than the fact that they're just against anything with having to do with this operation. So that I understand and appreciate their concerns, but I think this is actually a good thing that they're trying to do. And as the staff pointed out, it's a temporary situation. You know, it's really, they won't be able to do it next year unless they'll have to find another place for it because of the tower that's going up. So I guess I'm inclined to approve it because I think it's really a good thing. The only reason to deny it would be to bring the applicant in and beat them up for other issues unrelated to this issue. So.
Commissioner Leon.
The only thing I would add is it really comes down to, for me, that it may also serve as customer group space. If it's used as its primary purpose for just issuing rental equipment, I would be less concerned. So if the applicant were open to it and we could add a contingency to restrict it to only the issuing of rental equipment and perhaps some other language to make it so that we wouldn't have to worry about more noise complaints from neighbors, I might be more inclined to that. But I would have to know from the applicant if you would be acceptable to language that prohibits anything other than issuing rental equipment.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
I guess my concern is, so let's say we have a high school race and the athletes need a space to boot up and we don't have enough space in our lodge and our rental. And if that group assembles in there and boots up, is that's group space? So I guess I'm... I guess it's tough because, you know, if a Boy Scout group comes and they use that as a group space, is that prohibited? Is that really not the intent? I mean, I don't know if we're getting lumped in with HHE. We're different operators, very different operators. And I'm not sure the email you're referring to of the concern, but it's only going to operate with the hours of the ski hill. It's not going to be a big party tent if that's the concern. I don't know what.
You are getting at the concern that basically to use the customer group space, whether it's for scouts or ski teams or whatever group, in my view, risks adding additional complaints in an area that we already receive many, and I don't want to contribute to that. So for me to support it at this point, I would think it would have to prohibit anything except the issuing and return of rental equipment inside that space to mitigate any chance of further noise complaints from neighbors. Thanks.
Is noise the concern?
That's my concern, yes.
Well, I'll just tell everybody here that we get noise complaints whether there's noise there or not. So, I mean, of course, you vote whatever way you want.
All right.
And I'll never tell you how to vote. Never have, never will. But thank you. This is a different operator, different whole operation, different type of operation. I don't know in the history of the city of Franklin we've ever gotten a complaint about anything dealing with the ski hill. So, I don't know. Commissioner Morrow.
Yeah, I guess I was going to say, I don't least what I understand, and staff can correct me, but I don't see this as the party tent. We're not going to have beer kegs in there. It's not going to be, you know, live bands or music or anything like that. I mean, there's going, as long as we know it's not going to be, you know, the loud music kind of stuff, I think it's a good thing considering the pandemic, and it's a temporary thing, and it's a needed thing. So
out of the wind, and you know, to put your gear before you go out on the snow, as opposed to, yeah, there's not a bar in there, there's not, it's really just a place to store gear, I guess. If we put the restriction no group space, that's fine. I mean, if that's what we need to do.
Thanks, Mike. Mr. City Engineer, you still have
a so perhaps maybe a commitment that there would be no food and beverage served in this area? Would that
music
be satisfactory?
And music.
And, you know, and no,
closed.
No music, if you will. So, again, I wouldn't see anything wrong with kids going in there, get out of the wind, and eat their lunches. But it wouldn't be a place where, you know, where you order your drinks or your food and you know, while there's music playing and so forth. So, but having said that, it'd be quieter inside the tent than outside the tent too. So
okay, who's going to police it? And this is exactly why we get the reputation we get.
So,
here's an operator that's never had an issue with us. We've never had an issue with him, and we're running him through the mill because of what may happen because of something somebody else did some other spot. Come on, folks. You know, I'm all for handling citizens' complaints, but this is the same citizen complaint we get all the time, whether it's a guitar player or a full band. It's the same thing. So I don't think it's fair that we beat up this particular applicant. You know, Mike will tell you, I've never been a fan of this this yurt and the challenge tower and all of that, but you know, the common council made a decision. Let's go. I mean, Mike, I see you. Well, you don't have to answer this, Mike. September the 10th, and we're just getting to this now. I wish Mike would have submitted it earlier so we weren't under such a pressure, but these are the kind of things, you know, we've been sitting here for a half hour talking about this. Why? This is, you know, valid concern, but.
Kevin Haley has a question.
Commissioner Haley, please.
Kevin?
Go ahead. Thank you, Mayor. There's been a lot of great concerns and comments raised by fellow commissioners, but I think we need to focus on what's in front of us. This isn't a new use out there. It's a temporary facility to help them accommodate their operational needs between now and April. We're not approving some new use out there. This is something they've identified that they need to help deal with crowds. I think the fact that additional bodies that may be out there actually have an indoor space to go would probably help with noise reduction. It's a simple thing. We're not talking about a whole new use out there. This is about a temporary use to allow them to accommodate their needs short term, gone by April. Thank you.
Just one additional comment. I mean, they're coming to us with this idea to, in light of the pandemic, COVID, this is because I believe there's going to be some restrictions on the chalet in regards to the number of people that can be in the chalet. So, and they can have their music in there and stuff like that. They can serve food in there. But now we want to say in this other building where there's going to be capacity issues in the chalet, and we want to divert some of it for safety reasons to this yurt, it's going to be enclosed. And I agree with Commissioner Haley. This is temporary. They're coming to us with this as to combat the COVID concerns. So that's my final comment.
Thank you.
I'd like to vote on this. Let's call the question.
Is there a second to call in the question? He called the question. The parliamentary procedure says I got to act on that and ask for a second. Okay, seeing no second, the question, the motion dies.
So just, if I may.
Commissioner Leon.
All the points are well taken. The one thing I would ask the applicant is, if not put into the language of the approval, to make reasonable effort to limit the noise that would come out of that tent from having groups in there. With that, I'm inclined to support.
Mr. Eddie, you have a potential motion?
Okay, do we have a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for property located at approximately 7011 South Ballpark Drive to allow for the installation of a 30-foot diameter, 15-foot tall yurt or circular dome tent on tax key number 744-1003-000.
Is there such a motion?
Since my mic's on, I will make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
It's convenient. Thank you. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
We got you, Kevin. Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. No abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Mike. As
well, Haley seconded.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Well, I sure want